great guy alert.
That's terrible.
And it's a picture.
Is the logo off and everything, Emily? Ay caramba. That's on the record, Jake.
What?
Your good guy alert or whatever the heck you just did. And now that's on the record. Jesus Christ. You got a bunch of mushed peas in there.
None of these teeth are real.
I hate to say it, but I've thought about replacing all my teeth. I just feel like it's with fake teeth. With what? With Sour Patch Kids.
I would
just
if I could.
Just gum it all day.
Mm. Porcelain.
Porcelain, sure. Ivory.
Yep. George Washington, slave teeth.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be doing that. I mean, I guess last resort, maybe. I'll probably try the other ones first.
Cut
the slave teeth. This episode's already been titled Slave Teeth, so. Sorry, buddy.
If I get fired for this, no, I'm kidding. I have nothing. No, I'm kidding.
But I just feel like it's not worth it.
All the maintenance on teeth. I just can't stop staring at that rock you got on your finger.
Oh, this little thing?
Yeah.
This little thing?
Have I told you my theory? Like,
your wedding ring theory?
Your wife should buy you something the same amount as, you know. No?
No, keep it. No, please, keep going.
Okay. No, none of this is.
No, keep it. Keep it.
Great. Perfect.
Keep it. This is all in. Go ahead.
No, go it ahead. Isn't.
You
fuck
go
off.
Ahead. You go ahead.
You go ahead.
You're not. You know, as an unmarried man, I'd love to hear your theory on.
No, it's just maybe she buys you the ring, vice versa. Equality, 21st century.
Yeah.
Partnership.
That's true. But you know what? The love of a good woman is priceless. So, Emily, cut that out and send it to my wife, please.
Well.
Well, how you been since we both got back from down south? Oh, by the way, that reminds me, while we were down there, you were like counting mullets. You were like, oh, first mullet I've seen. I guess you do kind of. I mean, honestly, oh God, Jake, I hate to say this to you, to your face. I hate to say this to your baby blues, but I feel like you can't call that a mullet. It's not.
It's too straight right now.
It's a little. You have to.
There's some prep work. I have to put in some prep work. I do put in that prep work. It's very emasculating. I do it in private, but there's prep work.
Because it's
not. Ever seen Silence of the Lambs?
It's a bit like that.
A little bit. A lot of mirror talk. I've been good. I mean, so that extra day we stayed. We went to the Capitol building because Zoe gave us the idea.
Yeah,
and Sierra just kept wanting. She just was like, "I'm gonna keep climbing these stairs." We went up like six flights of stairs, and she's like, "Okay, we're done." Like, didn't you want to like see things? She's like, "No, I just wanted to see like this is an office building." I'm like, "She's like, look, it's a hanging clock." I'm like, "There's like actual exhibits with stuff," but anyway.
I like that.
She's just like, I like to know it's functional.
Like to know that they're working for our tax dollars.
For sure. I'm fried. I worked.
That's okay, buddy. Yeah. I appreciate you sitting in for Matthew, though, while he's sick.
Yeah, well, I was going to. We can call it what it is. Mm. DUI is a sickness.
Oh, my God.
And him being kids in jail overnight, yeah. he'll learn his
lesson. Listen, we'll bust him out.
We will. We sure will.
Is that Kim Jong-un on your... I mean, it can't be. I know it's not. But is it? That little icon? It looks a lot like Kim Jong-un.
No,
what
this
brand
is one
is
of your
that?
Heroes.
Shia LaBeouf in that movie? The greatest
Eagle
game
Eye.
Ever played.
Oh, okay. The caddy's my favorite in that movie. No, this is Bill Murray.
In Caddyshack?
Yeah. Or no, it's like a famous picture of him golfing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
I work in corporate America, and I'm a white straight male, so I have to wear golf stuff.
You got to wear the golf thing.
It's part of the contract when I signed it.
Yeah.
They were like...
Like I told you, I mean, the other day I went to see Matthew's office for the first time, and I didn't know like which door to walk in, but I saw a guy with one AirPod and a quarter zip, and I was like, oh, I'll just follow him, and it worked. It checked out. That's what you got to do, man. You just got to, you know.
You got to, like, grit the ground. Hokas. Yep, that's it. They're here.
Oh, Zin. We're close.
I can smell them. Yeah, but I'm good. Cars in the shop. That sucks.
Yeah.
But I'm not letting it destroy my life in any way.
Really? Because it's all you've been talking about since we've been together.
It's just a feeling. Sorry, I can't talk about my feelings with you.
Right. It's okay to talk about your feelings, but be honest about them. Be honest about the turbo.
The turbo broken.
The turbo.
RIP my car.
RIP the turbo. Well, you never know. Yeah. That's the one thing I like about having my...
I might have to take it into your brother's work.
See what those fellas can do with it. We'll take care of business.
Yeah, sure.
It's one thing I like about having the crews is they're everywhere. So their parts and things are like so inexpensive. Unlike my... Oh God, remember the Kia Monte?
That thing ever... I didn't think that thing ever broke down.
Oh, it did. It,
Remember I...
God, I love that
Remember
car.
In the Florida trip, there was a lizard on there and just started slapping
oh my
the table
God, that's right.
To get it off. And
yeah.
What are you doing? I'm like, I'm just scaring it. And it was just in the middle of a parking lot.
God, what a fun time. I loved that car. It only made the Florida trip once. It actually, because I got it on one of those big trucks.
Mm-hmm.
So it got like shipped down there.
Yeah.
But then when Sam helped me move back up this way,
mm-hmm.
We made the trip. Oh, you're probably going to have to tighten the that little part there.
Yeah, I got it.
God, you're such a professional. Look at him. Jesus. Those are working man's hands. They know how to use machinery.
I
no stranger to it.
Just saying. It does get dry in the winter. I don't want to talk about it, though. I'm a professional because I wanted to bring my dog. And you know who else podcasts with a golden retriever in here? Rogan.
Oh,
Rogan
okay.
loves his golden retriever.
Well, you don't have a golden retriever. I don't know what that guy is.
He's Muppet.
He is a Muppet.
He's like the white version of that blue guy in the Muppets.
The white version of that blue guy.
You know what I'm talking about.
Gonzo?
Kinda.
Grover.
Yeah.
From Sesame Street.
Oh. Same thing.
Yeah, I mean, he's still a Muppet. They're all Muppets.
Right. But he's part polar bear, maybe.
A little bit. You know all about those bad boys. Dude,
they
polar bears
leg.
Actively are like the only bear that like actively hunt people.
Really?
Yeah.
You know,
because they can, like...
Actually,
it's scary. Know. It's very scary. You ever see those videos of, like, people in the cages? You know, because you know how people, like, go down to a cage for, like, sharks?
Yeah.
They have, like, these clear, like, I don't know what kind of material, some kind of plexiglass thing that you can go into, and polar bears will come and, like, try and fuck it up and stuff, and it's scary. It's scarier than swimming with the sharks, I think. Because sharks seem kind of dumb to me. Like, I think if you...
They see shapes.
Yeah, that's a thing about it. Which, I mean, they're still deadly. Like,
mm-hmm.
That's why most people get killed, right? Because they think that people are swimming on the surface are like seals or whatever. Because they're dumb and they can't tell the difference.
Right. And
polar bears seem a little smarter to me than sharks.
They're cunning?
Yeah, that's what we should have done for the Who Would Win of the Week, polar bear versus shark. But polar bear would definitely win because bears already beat... I mean, if you think about, you know... This is just like a colder version of like a grizzly versus a salmon. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't know. I think
bear
versus
fish. Bear wins every time.
If a shark gets good leverage on a bear,
mm-hmm.
I think it's the shark.
Well, I think one
I think
polar bears.
Doing,
polar bear. I guess so. But I mean, we might as well cap this off. Polar bears. They're pretty good swimmers,
mm-hmm.
right? So even if you get the bad boy in the water. You know, he's still going to put up a good fight. Also, bears, I don't think, really feel that much pain. Like, have you ever seen two grizzly bears fight?
Right, it's pretty intense.
I mean, they wreck each other, but they keep, I mean, they keep going.
Polar bear versus an orca.
You can't beat an orca.
Right?
You can't beat an orca.
You see that video of the shark getting killed by the orca?
Dude, that's the craziest shit. Crazy. The one where there's, like, the orcas, there's multiple orcas?
No, there's one, and it, like, came up out of nowhere, and it broke a great white shark's, like, rib cage.
Jesus Christ.
Right. It was brutal. I just saw a polar bear, actually. We were talking about what we did. So after the Capitol drove 2 hours to the Kansas City Zoo, we had all this time. So I was like, we were like, let's go to the Kansas City Zoo. It's a big zoo.
I think that's one of the top zoos in the country, if I'm not mistaken.
It was.
You got San Diego and you got Kansas City.
Top I heard an zoos. Elephant fart.
That's pretty funny.
It was pretty funny. It was long. He kept going. It was unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
It was right next to the train station. There's like a train station, and then he's just staring at
he
you.
He thought
just,
he was being slick.
Yeah, I know.
Trying to cover it up with those trains. There's no train coming.
No.
When I was at Disney one time in Animal Kingdom, you know, they have that like safari thing that you can go on.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, dude, when it rains, the animals, I guess they love it. So they all come out. So it was pouring that day. And I'm seeing animals that I'd never seen on the safari before, like a cheetah and stuff like that. Like, you know, they always say they're in there, but you never see any of the cool animals. You just see like giraffes, which I love giraffes, but like, come on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm here for. Give me the show.
Give me the good stuff.
Give me the good. Yeah.
Cheetah wasn't there for the Kansas City Zoo. So,
all right, that takes it down a notch. But
right,
this well, time they were there, at Disney,
just didn't see him. Okay, at Disney, go ahead.
So it's raining, so all the elephants are like running around, like having a blast.
Yeah,
and it was awesome. It was kind of like it was majestic, honestly. To
did you
want to
go out there and join them?
No, because they're so big. Like it's almost scary. Like, they're having such a good time, but they're such massive animals, and they're mm-hmm. just boom, 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 and their trunks are flying around. And one was peeing, and holy smokes, have you ever seen an elephant's penis?
Big dick.
Gigantic, dude. Like, taller than a man, for sure. And it was fucking, I mean, the stream on that thing, I mean, you would have, Jesus Christ, insert joke about the March on Selma or something like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was a fire
hose. You know what the
hose.
Correct answer to that was? Can you ask me again?
What, have you ever seen an elephant's penis?
Every day in the mirror.
There it is.
Okay.
My God, he's still was, got it. Was, he's still got
again,
it.
Again, I'm fried.
Yeah, it's all right.
I'm not as quick.
This is a light episode. This is a little. This is almost like a little vacation episode. Just a couple of friends.
Little light, loose.
Getting together.
Yeah. What was your favorite part of Billy's wedding?
Oh, gosh. Actually,
just the Can I get, southern hospitality.
Honestly, just the southern hospitality. To tell you the truth. No, you know, maybe the food. They did it so right. I feel like
Taco bar.
It wasn't like some kind of over catered thing or anything
I
like
disagree.
That. Oh,
he'll never see
so
this, so
delicious.
I can disagree. I have a firm, strong belief. Spicy tacos, queso, all of that does not go with moving around on the dance floor for an extended period of time.
You just got to know how to manage it, dude. I mean,
Drake almost shit his pants twice.
Yeah, but he was going to do that anyways.
Yeah,
that's his signature move. Good point. Is almost pooping himself.
I pulled another Nashville, too. I put in the Zen. I was like, what? I was like, Jesus Christ, you function like this? He's like, I can't function without it. I'm like, whoa.
I hear those make you poop, too, like when you first start using them.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you've been plugged up for years, though.
Yeah.
Nothing's getting past that barrier.
You're telling.
But I honestly, though, so here's the thing, man. I was Bill's best man. It was a true honor.
Mm-hmm.
I had to give the speech. I've never given a best man speech before.
You were working your tight five.
Yeah. How, I mean, give me
Do
an
you want me to rate you?
Yeah, give me an honest feedback. Like, what do you, because I
killed it with the grandma joke.
Yes.
The meanie joke. But that one was, that
it was a gimme.
That's a layup.
But that's
a left-handed breakaway.
Yeah.
But the one thing we all did notice,
oh,
it
no.
ended pretty abruptly.
Yes, it did. It did.
You were just like, okay, I am done now. And you sat down, and then you just kind of, we went about our time. I would have liked a little more about how he feels towards Kryn, but you were just like, oh, this guy snores.
Yeah.
That was it.
Okay.
But other than that, I think it was really good. I think you hit all the marks. But this wasn't the tightest group of people, so I totally get it. If you didn't want to, like, you know, get all mushy.
Yeah, I didn't. Well, because especially at Dorico's wedding, when I didn't know I was going to have to speak, and then
oh,
I get up there.
Oh, you can give a best man speech.
But I immediately started crying.
And you
I
did cry?
Yes. At Dorico's.
No, I know. Am I dead inside? I spoke at the same, like, literally right next to you. And I started.
I
like,
got
I didn't
up
cry
there, and I was like, you know, okay.
I was pissed I had to be up there.
I've got to come in here and you know, kind of get this thing back on the rails. And I looked at Andrew, and I was like, a friend you can trust. I just started crying.
You're a friend to me.
But the thing with Bills, you know, the reason it ended so poorly is because I threw myself off a little bit because I thought my
you didn't get six seconds of laughter. You only got the four. Got
exactly. The joke at the end, the tag that I had on the snoring thing, where I said he could take this whole building down with a power nap,
mm-hmm.
I thought that was going to get a laugh, and when it didn't, it really threw me off. Oh. So then I kind of lost my place on the paper, and I was like, toast.
Oh,
like,
no.
let's just do it.
Ah, good to know.
But, you know, I'm glad I texted Bill. I did text Bill that day, like, what do you call your grandma again? Because I was like,
Mimi?
Because I knew it was
something soft.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure I got it right, and that did hit. That the crowd did like that one.
They love a Mimi joke.
They love a Mimi joke. And his grandma's such right. a nice lady. She was super cool.
Did you hear what I did when Bill came into the hotel with his father?
Oh no!
I was dead. I was walking up to the. They were just getting in the parking lot. I was walking up the stairs, and I thought it was just Bill. I just started crotch chopping him. I just saw another figure in there. And he's like, Jake, this is my father. The guy that you said all those scary stories about.
Yeah.
You just told him to suck it.
It was nerve-wracking. You know, the thing about meeting your best friend's dad when you've never met him before and you've heard that he's like this ultra badass is it's intimidating. And the first time we met him, which I...
Graduation, I blacked out.
I'm not counting that. I'm saying I told Bill, I was like, it wasn't supposed to be in passing though. Like it was a full on meet and greet, and then it was like, it kind of ended abruptly because mm-hmm. we blew it. That's the only way I know how to say it. Because I mean, you could put, because especially like when you're graduating high school, you're so used to people really being like, oh, congratulations, blah, 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 like really doing, kind of going through the motions.
He kind of looked at you like, and?
Yeah, and he just gave us nothing, which as young men, we just weren't prepared for. So I told Bill, I was like, I'm going to pretend that I've never met your dad before.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I did.
I did the same thing because yeah. I honestly don't
Mr.
remember.
Mr. Black, good to meet you.
Firm handshake, two yeah. hands.
I think I won him back over on this time around, though.
I lost him more. He's like, I just kept telling Billy, just quit fuck around. I'm like, that's all I do. All I do is fuck around.
Folks, got to take a quick break from the episode to tell you about the brand new Patreon page. It's patreon.com/snackspot. The link is going to be in this episode description to all kinds of great stuff right now up there. We've got a couple episodes of the retired Bad Directions podcast. We also have a lot of great episodes of the Captions On podcast, where we were going through all the Disney Channel original movies. We got a lot more fun stuff planned on the way, so you're going to want to sign up now, because the best part is, if you sign up at this very moment, it's only $3 a month. It helps us out a lot, and you're getting access to all kinds of exclusive content and original shows and things like that. So be sure, again, check that out. Hit the link in the episode description, patreon.com/snackspot. Folks, spring is in full swing, as I like to say, and you know that means summer is just around the corner. All right, so now it's time. It's time to walk out of our homes that we've been sheltered in all winter. And when you're going around people, when you're going over to someone's house, when you're spending time with your friends, you don't want to show up empty-handed, okay? You're going to want to bring something nice, something that people are going to remember. And if you're too busy to go out and get something, the good news is you don't have to worry about that when you use Instacart, because with Instacart, you can get not just groceries, but some of your favorite products from some of your favorite local stores delivered right to your front door in as little as 1 hour. How good does that sound? Pretty good, right? But it gets better, because right now, Two in the Cooler listeners get free delivery on their first order of $10 or more. All you have to do to get that deal is hit the link in this episode description. Spend $10. Instacart will deliver whatever it is you're looking for. Boom. Right to your front door. No delivery fee. Check that out again. Hit the link in this episode description. Make things a little easier on yourself and start using Instacart today. Folks, I wanted to take a minute to tell you about the Fine Dining podcast. It's a Fine Dining, the search for the most mediocre restaurant in America, hosted by a good buddy of mine, Mike Ornelas. comedian out of Los Angeles. Yes, I did meet him on my now famous Los Angeles trip that everybody's been talking about from the West Coast to the East Coast. But his show is super, super funny. He's going around. He's trying to find the most middle-of-the-road restaurant, the most middle-of-the-road meal in America. He's hitting up all the chains like Chili's, KFC, Margaritaville. There's a two-part episode. I think part one just dropped right now where he and his buddy, a friend of his, Jasper Lewis, are checking out IHOP. So that's going to be good. But don't just listen to Fine Dining. What I really want to tell you about is that the guy's got a sweepstakes going on. You can head over to linktree.com/finediningpodcast and click on Bees to enter to win a giveaway for an all-expenses-paid trip to your local Applebee's, which apparently is the current frontrunner for the most mediocre restaurant in America. I guess Mike gave it a 5.02 out of 10, which is, I mean, that's pretty in-depth. The details of this contest, all you got to do is go to that link, hit Bees, enter to win. It's for you and up to three friends. You got to enter by May 1st, and the winner will be announced May 8th. So what this gets you is $50 to provide transportation to your local Applebee's, which I feel like the most it takes to Uber to any Applebee's is probably $24. So you're really stealing money from Mike, which is great. I can't say enough about that. Anyone listening, if you see him on the street, please rob him. and on top of the transportation, you're also getting a $200 Applebee's gift card, which I'm pretty sure makes you... Emily's making this face. Yeah, $200 at Applebee's? I mean, what do you own Applebee's now? That's crazy. Yeah, I mean, it's... I don't think they have 2 for $20 anymore, but they have 3 for $30, which doesn't make any sense. Maybe it's 2 for $30, but even so, I mean, that's just so much money. Dollaritas? Are you kidding me? Can you imagine buying 200 Dollaritas? Because I certainly can. I'm going to be entering this contest myself, actually. Again, that's linktree.com/finediningpodcast and click Bees to enter. Enter by May 1st. Winner's going to be announced on May 8th, and check out the podcast because it's super funny and Mike is a great guy. Again, it's Fine Dining, the search for the most mediocre restaurant in America. Head over to that link. Check out the sweepstakes. Go become a king or queen of Applebee's, I guess, which really, anytime you go to an Applebee's, you feel like a king or a queen. At least I do personally. So again, $50 for transportation, $200 Applebee's gift card. What more do you need to know? It's a Fine Dining podcast, people. Enter now. And if you're interested in supporting this show and doing something a little nice for yourself, you can check out all the sick merch we have got over at snackspot.se/creator/teespring.com. We've got all your standards, you know, hoodies, long sleeves, t-shirts. Top quality, by the way, okay? This is not some cheap brand, that Gildan shit you're getting from, you know, whoever. If somebody tries to sell me a Gildan t-shirt, I'm not talking to them. But this stuff, the material, top quality, tri-blend, whatever. Look it up. Do your own research. But my God, is it comfortable. We've also got all kinds of really cool accessories and things like that on there. Mugs, bucket hats, glassware, notebooks, fanny packs. The slides are like super, super cool. And you can find all that at snackspot.se/creator/teespring.com. Link's going to be in this episode description. And you're going to find merch not just for this show, but also for Scheming and Dreaming and Quested, the other two podcasts that we produce right here. So again, check all that stuff out. Get yourself something nice, something that's going to make you look good, make you feel good, and support the show over at snackspot.se/creator/teespring.com. And if you're interested in advertising on this show or our twin show, Scheming and Dreaming or Quested, you can email snackspotsports@gmail.com for details on how you can start reaching thousands of listeners in the Buffalo area and beyond. Really, that should say tens of thousands, but whatever. We're not here to brag, folks. We're here to talk about podcast advertising, all right? Because, you know, you see companies like McDonald's and State Farm, these massive companies with huge advertising budgets, you know, they're doing commercials on the Super Bowl and things like that. They've started to move into the podcast space, and it's very cool to see. It says a lot about the effectiveness of podcast advertising. It also says that, you know, they're finally catching on to something that currently is a little more viable than your traditional TV or newspaper ads, whatever it may be. And it's cool to see them move away from that more traditional media into the podcasting space, but there hasn't really been any room yet for smaller local businesses to get in on the action. But that's what we are here for. That's what we are all about. So If you're interested in learning more about all the benefits to podcast advertising, again, you can reach out to us at snackspotsports@gmail.com.
I missed a Delta flight, or no, the Delta flight got delayed coming back, so we missed our connection. So I finagled a rebook, but so it was Kansas City to Atlanta, Atlanta to Buffalo, but the layover in Atlanta was 12 minutes.
Holy fuck.
And we ate all this Kansas City barbecue at the airport. And then I made my poor girlfriend run through the Atlanta airport, and she puked the entire next day. And I was like, oh, totally good.
That's brutal.
Yeah, I know. It sucks.
But you guys did some pretty heavy traveling. I mean, you went to the Dominican Republic and this.
Yeah. I completely forgot about that.
Yeah. How... I assume this is like the first time you guys really traveled together. Like, what do you think? How is it?
It was good. It was good. I could have seen us like legit like losing our mind at each other, but
yeah,
ended up being like good.
So bad at traveling
with Zoe.
Why? I'm terrible at traveling with my wife. I don't know because I'm just like when we were coming back from Missouri, where the fuck were we flying into? Oh, Newark. We're going St. Louis to Newark to
United?
Buffalo. Yeah, I think.
Okay. I'm a Delta guy now.
Brother, I'm American Airlines through and through. I can't be stopped.
I took American up. Not my favorite.
Oh, I love it.
They have like a cool like phone like mount thing that I like.
That thing rules.
I'd rather have the whole touchscreen in the back.
I'm an American. I bleed American Airlines if I had to choose an airline. But so like just with layover stuff, like even when it's just close at all, I get super anxious, and she does not get anxious at all. And that makes me anxious.
That was our dynamic.
Like, why aren't you freaking out? So like we land, 'cause we were a little delayed.
Mm-hmm.
So we land in Newark, and I'm like, okay, well, our next plane is in Terminal C, so we got to see if we land in which terminal. And I'm like looking, and it's like, there's C, and then the plane just fucking keeps driving. It's like, okay, well, if we park in B, like we'll be okay, and we go all the way to A. Oh. So I'm like,
You're speaking my language right now. Yeah,
so I'm completely bugging. Yeah. And like there's other people who have close connections on their flights and stuff, and they're talking about like, you know, oh, we're in Terminal A. Oh boy, do you mind letting me go through or whatever? Everybody's like, yeah. So then
you convince people to let you out first?
No, these are other people who have bigger connections or closer connections. So I'm like, because I know
what's the connect. What time frame are we working with?
I think we've got, you know, 40 minutes or something like that.
Oh, that's.
I know it's a lot. Play. I know it's a lot, dude. But I mean, it's a lot better than 12 minutes. But it's like
we're
in Terminal A.
I
don't know what their process is to get to the other terminals.
I lie. It's not 12 minutes. I think it was 18. But still, we were in Terminal 1, and we had to get to Terminal, I think, 4.
It's bad news, dude.
Yeah.
So we get off, and I'm trying to figure out, like, and I'm just, like, you know, walking. I'm in Terminator mode. When I'm traveling like that, making a connecting flight, I get in full Terminator mode. And we get off the plane, and she looks around, and she's like, are we in Terminal A? And I'm like, yes! Of course we're, like, what do you have to
get? Idiot!
And she was not happy about that.
No.
No. So then,
do you want to go home tonight? Do you want to live?
Do you want to get to Buffalo? Do you want to stay in Newark?
The difference between you sleeping on a hard plexiglass chair in the airport and your bed is me. Trust me.
So then the worst, I mean, the most, honestly, the most Newark way I can think to do it, but the worst way possible, getting from Terminal A to C, you have to get on a bus. They don't have any kind of tram or anything.
In
you
Newark?
Have to get on a full-ass bus. You got to go outside, get on a bus, and then they drive you. It kind of is cool. It's like it's almost like a back lot.
I actually loved it.
Well, kind of, because you're driving like on the tarmac, so you're like passing all the planes and stuff. So I mean, it made me super nervous because I was like, this is going to take forever.
Mm-hmm.
But we did make it, like, right as they start. I mean, they started boarding, and we got there. So it was,
we that's what we shape. Were with on the way back.
But I always get
on the
nervous.
Way there, Dominican, the Dominican Republic. So she just goes like, how long can it take? I mean, it's like 45 minutes or whatever, but we're international, so it's like we got to go through customs again. We have to get our bags off, then we have to get our bags rechecked, and then we have to – and then she's like, how big is Chicago O'Hare? Can't be that big. It's the biggest airport in the world.
It's one of the worst.
Or other than Denver. She made it a point to be like, no, it's Denver. But that's funny. It's still – we like ran a mile to like make our flights. But yeah, that's the worst comes out of us. I don't know why we have that anxiety.
I don't know, dude.
Because we almost missed that plane that one time.
Yeah.
We almost missed that plane to Orlando that one time.
It was when I lived in Florida, and I had come back for winter break, and you guys mm-hmm. were coming down to visit me because you were still off for a couple of weeks. So
yeah.
The other two dudes, they flew out earlier that morning, and then you and I, our flight was supposed to be like 8:30.
Yeah.
So I didn't go to sleep at all that night. I was staying up watching.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
I was watching Ernest Saves Christmas.
Right, you were up with your now wife.
I was for a while, but she left probably at like 2 or 3.
Okay.
And then I just was
what
like,
what made you make
to
that decision?
I don't know, man, just felt like living on the edge, I guess. Probably depression.
You're sick.
I'm not a huge Ernest. It wasn't Ernest. That movie's not that good to stay up for 36 hours for. But so we get to our gate and the flight's delayed and the lady is like, it's probably going to be like an hour, hour and a half. So we go down to the end of the airport where there's nobody so we can lay down and take a nap and we both fall asleep. We were asleep for probably like 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And I wake up and I'm like, well, I'll go check the status. I'm gonna let Jakey sleep. You're on the little airport seats sprawled out.
More like
Yeah. And I'm walking over to like the JetBlue desk or whatever, and I can see the lady from like 50 yards away, and she sees me and she's like, you know, they're
going.
Yeah, they're going. Like the last people are getting on the plane. So I'm like, I give her like 1 second, and then I run back, grab you.
That was the greatest cardiovascular feat I've ever seen you do.
Well, here's the thing, man, because I had been awake for so long, I come and shake you awake, and I'm like, the plane's leaving, and you shoot right up, and you start running like ahead of me.
I didn't ask like, what. I didn't do anything. Nope. I grabbed my bag, didn't even look at you, and ran.
And I'm like, and then you start like slowing down. I'm like, go, don't leave me. Leave
well, because
me
you were so far behind. I was like, I didn't want you to
No, you gotta leave. You gotta leave me.
It was just a funny visual right around TSA. It was me, and then like you, like 30 yards back, going, go.
I was so
go
tired.
Without me.
Yeah, that was terrible. But luckily,
I think
we
that's
got
anxiety.
There.
And then we came back to our two friends,
locked out on the porch.
Yeah,
that's pretty hilarious.
Imagine we missed that flight. They would have
stayed out
eat
there.
Each other.
They would have been all right. Peeing off the balcony, I'm sure. Sam probably already did, if I had to guess, a couple times.
He wasn't even trapped when that happened. Where's the weirdest place you've peed the last 6 months?
The last 6 months?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's hard to remember, because I'll tell you what. I do have a problem. Like, I'll pee just about anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times I'll do it in plants. Like one
like
time,
potted plants?
Yeah, like potted plants. Like one time, I was staying at my aunt's house,
mm-hmm.
and God, I hope the story does not get back to her. But I was staying at my aunt's house with my mom and my brother, and for some reason, my mom and my brother were like sleeping in the living room,
mm-hmm.
and then I got to sleep in one of the bedrooms upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And they went to bed, and I was up watching. I was actually watching, like, Jim Henson videos on my phone. And
this was old enough where you owned a phone?
Oh, yeah. I was...
Like, 20?
No. I think it was in high school. It's hard to remember. But anyways, the only bathroom was downstairs, and I had already gone down there once.
You're a fucking piece of work. Sorry, keep going.
I already walked down there once, and it's a really creaky house, so I have to pass where my mom and my brother are sleeping to go to the bathroom. And I had already done that at least once, and like
don't
woken
turn this
them
into
up.
A courtesy thing.
It's not a courtesy. I know it's bad, but I like I was so nervous that they were gonna like be mad at me again.
Mm.
But I had to pee so bad, and there's this big like ficus tree or something in the corner of the room, and I'm like, God damn it! I think I'm gonna have to go in this plant right now. So then I, you know, flipped down my pajama pants, and I did, mm-hmm. and it started to like really, because you know plants have to absorb the water.
They need time.
And I think I might have overwatered that plant a little bit because it was getting close to the brim, and I was like, "This is terrible."
You didn't cut it?
What do you mean cut it?
You can't stop piss on command.
I mean, I get
once you start, you
no,
just
not
cut
really.
It
but I mean, cut it for maybe like a couple of seconds or something, but not cut it dry and then leave the rest of my bladder.
Do I have a superpower?
It sounds, I mean, I don't know if I'd call it that, but that's what it sounds like. So you're telling me if you got to go to the bathroom, like yeah. let's say again, you're trying to catch a flight or something, right?
Mm-hmm. I can cut it. And then it takes a second to cut, but it cut it, and then you just keep going on with your day. I mean, there might be a drip or two, but because I didn't shake.
How long can you hold it for?
After a cut?
After a cut, and then you have to let the rest out.
Oh, that's a good question. I've gotten up to like 20, 30 minutes.
That's pretty good.
Thanks.
That's pretty good.
I don't know if I could go longer.
That's a manageable amount of time, though, actually. Because if you're going to say 2 hours, then I'd be like, that's insane. That doesn't make any sense.
I get back to it.
Sure. Get back to business. Take a little sabbatical.
I didn't know you could use, speaking of airports and things, I didn't know you could use the bathroom while the plane was still on the ground.
Oh, yeah. I've seen people do that. I don't like to do it myself. It feels a little disrespectful, but I've seen people do
it. Right. Isn't the way they flush it, like, it just squirts it out?
No.
Into the air?
No, I think it's...
Then why is it, like, a big, like, thing when it happens?
I don't know, man, because you got to make sure
I thought that's just, like,
down.
Sprinkling out in the air.
No, that's crazy, dude, because planes don't always fly over the ocean, and you know what I mean? So they're not going to just let it out over, you know, Charlotte or something. Not that anybody would notice in a city
right,
like that.
Right, exactly.
But they're not going to... Do it right, don't you know?
Well,
you're not gonna
be
do it over
particles.
Land.
By that
I think
point.
it's like an RV bathroom. It's the same technology.
There's a tank.
Yeah, I think there's a tank.
Okay, I had a misunderstanding of how bathrooms worked. That's my fault. Let's go back to you and your habitual.
Oh no, that
plant defilement.
Okay, I'm not. I've only done it a couple of times, but that was the worst. That was mm-hmm. the worst. Yeah, I mean, I in the past 6 months, I don't know, think I've peed anywhere too crazy. Mm-hmm. Why, do you have one like that immediately comes to mind?
Kevin. No, Kevin. I peed, there was like an ATV thing at the Dominican Republic, and I was just peeing off the side of a cliff. I'm like, what? This is life. It's pretty good.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know what it is about dudes and just peeing off of the sides of things. It's just like.
It's easy. You know what I mean?
This is the best.
When you got to go, you got to go. I don't think there's any use fighting it.
Amen. God. Oh, God. Maybe I'm not a professional.
Man. I know you saw that sticky note out there. This was something that I was actually waiting to tell, because I was going to tell Matthew this week, because Matthew just went to his first Cavaliers game in Cleveland.
Ever?
Yeah. His first NBA game, but it was...
I think we've talked about this, what you're bringing up, I think.
Probably... A long time ago, though. Now it's a little
like
more fresh.
Like the Zoom days.
Yeah, in the Zoom days. Nobody watched this back then.
Okay.
We went, fun road trip, a lot of stuff happened. Starting at the beginning, we went into that Burger King. You remember that? Yeah. That guy was going nuts. So first of all, we take two cars, and we're going to Cleveland, and we decide to stop for lunch at the Burger King in Erie.
Their car was the fun car. Ours was
you
like,
could you, listen, dude. You could have made the most of your car, but you
I
were just.
Did. I did. I put my headphones on. I watched Game of Thrones in the corner with an iPad.
You
I
abandoned Sam. You abandoned your friend to make small talk with our other friend's dad, which is fine. I mean, he's a that super personable guy, but you left him high and dry.
Yeah, I do.
And
it
you
again.
Have no remorse.
I'd do it to you.
I know you would. You do. I'd do it. To,
I don't care.
Do it to anybody. Which is why, again, so we both cars pull into this Burger King parking lot. Jake jumps out of the car and starts running towards the Burger King, and the rest of us are
I don't remember this.
Yeah, because you were running ahead.
And sure.
The rest of us, and we were and
oh, maybe because I had to piss.
No, you were
hungry.
It seemed like it. You were very excited. I think you were just trying to make us laugh.
Oh, probably.
But Mr. Dorico was like, Jake is an interesting guy. But we get in there, and there's this guy screaming at the kid behind the counter, like yelling at him about his bill. Like, this can't be right. Like, I only ordered this, and his bill was for like $15.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, this isn't right. This is too much. So manager comes out, and he's like, sir, what's the problem? It's like, this isn't right. This bill is crazy. This is way too high. I ordered 10 chicken nuggets. So the manager's like, okay, let me see what's going on. He takes the receipt from the cashier, and he looks at it, and he turns back to the cashier, and he gets real close to him. He goes, he ordered 10 nuggets, not 100. And the craziest thing is that you could get 100 nuggets for less than $15 at Burger King. What a time to be alive in this country. It's amazing to
Inflation.
Me.
Inflation.
It's incredible. It's incredible. But anyways, you are one of the most important figures, in my mind, in NBA history, and a lot of people don't know it.
I contribute in a lot of ways, one of which is what you're about to talk about. I think my Miami Heat tryout also contributes to that.
I can pull that up right now if you want.
No, that's okay.
You
that,
sure?
That was buried for years.
It was buried for a long time. I thought Kevin, we'd never of all seen people, it again. Found it. Absolutely incredible. But I don't think you get enough credit for being one of the most important figures in NBA history, because anybody who followed basketball for a time knows that since LeBron was in high school, his signature thing was like the headband. Like, even when he was in Miami, he wore that when he won all his championships there. Mm-hmm. Like, the guy, it was like, I mean, when he was on Team USA, like, he always, always wore a headband. So then he goes to Cleveland, and it's that period where it's him, Kyrie, and Kevin Love are the big three over there. So we go to watch them play the Phoenix Suns. And Jake.
Lovely trip.
Very fun time. Jake, God bless you. You. As an homage to LeBron, I assume.
I was paying tribute.
Paying tribute, out of respect. You come in wearing your own headband. And at that time, I don't know if you want to take your hat off so people can see your hair. It might not look great now, but I just want everybody to know Jake does have spectacular hair. But it's very thick, and it's like very, wow, Jesus Christ. What is this, a fucking Calvin Klein commercial? My God, Jake. We might have to blur that out.
All hair looks good to you.
Get the fuck out of here.
All our friends.
So, Jake's wearing this headband, and it keeps moving further and further up his head so that his hair basically looks like a stalk of broccoli.
Yeah.
And the Cavs are not doing too hot at the beginning of the game. And I swear to God, we see LeBron look up into the stands.
We got good seats, too.
We did get pretty good seats. And yeah. Jake, you're wearing this headband. It's on your hair totally now.
It's yeah,
not
it's not
even touching
skin.
Your head.
Yeah.
I swear to God, we see LeBron like look up into the stands, and a couple minutes later, go back to the bench and rip off his headband. And that's the last time he ever wore a headband. And he hasn't worn one since.
Right.
And there's no doubt in my mind that it's because he saw you, thought, there's no way I look like that. And just completely abandoned his signature from the time he was in high school.
Couple things. Do you think the billionaire second best basketball player of all time looked at a chubby white broccoli head and it was just like, this is not what we're about. Like, unbecoming.
Jake, it's too big of a coincidence, I'm saying. What are the chances that he takes that head, that you look that ridiculous? And I love you, but you did look ridiculous. What are the chances that you look that ridiculous in that moment and LeBron takes his headband off that game and has never worn it since? It's too big of a coincidence. It has to be true. And I think someday, maybe when he's retired, whatever version of like a Barstool Sports that there is, they're going to have a retired LeBron James doing an interview on whatever the Pardon My Take is of that time, and he is going to tell that story.
Interesting.
There's no doubt in my mind that
there is a little There's a little white kid that pissed me off, and I just didn't. And then I'll step forward, and I'll make my money, and then I disappear.
That has to be true.
Yeah, maybe. My second point was it didn't look that dumb, but it did.
It did look dumb. Good. I wish we had a photo of it. But also, you know,
I was a big sweatband
guy. You committed to it, though.
Yeah.
Like, you really, it's that you ever really look back and you're like, just that's like, how you carry yourself.
Why did I commit to that? Well, that one wasn't one of them. There's a lot of things that I'm like.
Let's get it on the record. That one was good.
Mm-hmm. Why did I shave my head in eighth grade?
That was fucked up. That was ridiculous.
That was great.
That was bad news. Gloves obviously comes to mind.
Gloves. Are we just thinking of my fuck ups?
No. I won't. I mean,
there's a few.
We don't have unlimited time.
Thanks.
But you are still Gloves in My Phone. I love that nickname for you. I mean, it's never really caught on, but I think it's good.
Cool.
That's all right. You always be Gloves to me, buddy.
Dickhead.
Sorry. I know. Well, I guess we better do the Who Would Win of the Week.
Sure.
I forgot what it was. Oh, it's a good one, isn't it?
I believe.
This week's Who Would Win of the Week is Truck Guys versus Boat Guys. Actually, let me see, because when I think of boat guys, I think of
Captain Steuben at the Love Vessel.
Let me show you who I think of. The guy who.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's huge and it's soft.
Like, when I think of boat guys, this is what I think of. This is a boat guy. Whereas a truck guy.
Can you look up Judge Smells at the boat as well? Because I believe that's...
Maybe not this dude, but he was pretty close. Pretty close.
I think
though.
We just went to that guy's wedding.
More like these guys. These are truck guys.
Monster.
Jesus Christ, you got the monster
rock
in the
star.
Thumbnail. What did you want me to look up?
Judge Smells.
Judge Smells?
Smells from Caddyshack.
Oh, okay.
Boat. The boat.
Oh, this fella?
Yeah.
A bit of a captain himself? Yeah. Which I think is like just the older version of the other boat guy that we just pulled up.
Yeah, you're right. Would you ever own a boat?
No.
Neither would I.
Yeah, I've thought about it, and absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. I'll never own a truck, because now you're the guy with the truck.
That's true.
I legit had
similar thing.
Art Dorico, guy with the truck. I had to ask him on a random Wednesday night to go to Sam's Club with me.
They're so nice,
wasted
though.
Wasted an hour.
Like,
and
I love riding in a truck.
Nah.
And the center consoles are so big. And I got a lot of shit that I need to put in there. You know what I'm saying? I need the center console space. That's prime real estate. Yeah, I mean, I feel like the truck guy is the obvious choice in this one because truck guys, I mean, rugged and truck are synonyms practically.
But I'm here to give you my case for the boat guy, though.
Of course. You are wearing a quarter zip.
Gracias. Boat guys, obviously, if you really think about it, they're pretty good cardiovascular-wise. They're swimming around. They're doing, you know, they got the sea breeze. The ocean water has very medicinal properties.
Okay.
Two, dad's got money. Probably going to get a lawyer or something. So who really wins in the long term? Also, boat guy also derives from pirates. So I think there's a bit of scallywag.
Mm.
A bit of scurvy in there. That base, I think, would help.
Yeah, a scallywag base?
Yeah.
That's true.
I'm just saying pirate words. I wanted to say the word scallywag.
But I think a true boat guy, a boat guy of the modern era. I mean,
like
boats,
a yacht rock guy. Yacht rock guy's cool. Yacht rock guy's drinking Mike's Hard Lemonade.
That's not cool. I don't think Mike's Hard Lemonade is cool.
I think it's fucking cool. Wait.
You think Mike's Hard Lemonade is cool?
Yeah.
I don't think so, dude.
When's the last time you had a Mike's Hard Lemonade?
I actually remember the night exactly.
Was it in my basement?
No, it was my now wife's high school graduation party. They had Mike's Hard Lemonade
remember
there.
We got drunk off our the Mike's Harder, like black cherry.
Vaguely. I do remember buying those, but I don't remember drinking them.
The worst.
But a truck guy, I feel like a truck guy is definitely not going to be afraid to get aggressive. They're really going to go for it.
Right, they'll be the first there. But, like, the boat guy, added, like, couldn't you just see a boat guy being well-versed in martial arts?
Yeah, I think that's another thing. Like rich guys are getting into jiu-jitsu so much lately.
Zuckerberg,
prime example.
Yeah.
Perfect. Like, you know, just because he's a boat guy, I think, again, the modern boat guy.
It's the lifestyles that come with it.
You're right. You're right. Like, to be a full boat guy, you kind of do have to do jiu-jitsu as well. And I think that's where the boat guy has kind of evolved in years past, like from this version to the other version, like the Alex Moffitt one that we saw. Whereas the truck guy, I think, has stayed pretty stagnant since, like, the 70s and 80s. Like, even if you think
truck
about...
Truck nuts.
Yeah. Yes. Like, the truck nuts has really kind of held that population back, although they don't seem to feel that way. So maybe they just feel like they've hit their ceiling and they're not... I don't know, man. Like, that's the thing. The boat guy is adaptable. Especially because, again, boats, you know, they break down all the time, and I'm not saying trucks don't, but when you're on the high seas, I think you'll agree that weather and stuff, like, you have to be ready to deal with changing circumstances at a moment's notice. Truck guy, that's not the situation. The boat guy's adaptable. The boat guy is ready to change.
The truck guy needs everything to move out of his way. He thinks everything should be around, like, everything should move around him.
You're right. Yeah. Like, he can just kind of force his way through. But when
you see him on the road.
When he meets that wall, I do think he's going to feel like, okay, this is go time. But there's a lot, and especially, I mean, listen, we've all been on the highway with fucking truck guys who are just, like, real idiots, real assholes. Like, so much of who they are is just in their head.
It's not by much, but you're right. But boat guys have a slightly higher IQ.
Yeah. Maybe just a little bit. But because of the adaptivity, boat guys, I think that gives them an edge in this case. I might have to go.
I believe so as well. And they know CPR. CPR.
Because
have to, because someone drowns.
So they have to
be certified.
There you go.
Well, that doesn't mean any. I mean, you could kill him, bring him back.
Yeah. I feel closer to, like, I'm more of a boat guy than I am a truck guy.
Yeah, it's two separate.
But I still think I have to side with the boat guy.
Rugged,
on this one.
Yuppie. Yeah.
Right. It's rugged versus yuppie. That's what it really comes down to. And the yuppies seem to run the world. So what are you gonna do? Sorry, truck guys.
Sorry.
I'm locking in boat guys.
I'm glad I could convince you, Your Honor.
Thank you. Oh, man.
Rest my case.
Well, Jake, thanks a lot again for coming on here.
Yeah, of course.
And filling in for Matthew. I know it was last minute. Literally 30 minutes before we were going to record.
I'm sorry that I didn't give you more.
No, I'm sorry.
I think I left some stuff on the field.
You gave so much. You gave more than you'll ever know. Your friendship.
My seed. Oh, okay.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay. What?
We got to clean up under the desk. Don't worry about it. Oh, my God. What do you say we get out of here?
I would like that very much. I'm very hungry.
All right, let's go. Thanks a lot, buddy.
You said you'd give me a cheeseburger.
I did not. There was no cheeseburger agreed to. All right, let's get out of here. Thanks, folks.